8:38, Galesburg's morning news. Back to school. It's happened, Galesburg today, they're getting back teachers and teachers back today and tomorrow, and then the students will be back Wednesday. Last week, most of the districts around the area got their start, and students have been there, and Rova District 208, no exception to that rule, as we talk about their upcoming year. Some things going on there as District 208 Superintendent Joe Sornberger joins us this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for taking some time to come in with us here this morning. Man, it was a busy summer on top of the school year. I mean, so much goes on. They actually had a budget in place, which was kind of a surprise. But one of the things, the most recent time we talked to you, we had this whole business going on with the funding for the pre-K, and ended up that several of the area schools, including yourselves, had to initially drop it because that funding wasn't going to be there like everybody thought. Well, and at the last minute, it comes back through. So you're actually, it sounds like you're actually trying to get that program. You're not going to be able to start right off the bat, but trying to get that reset anyway?
So, yeah, we're kicking it off today.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting that came back around. Got to give Jody Scott, the ROE, some props for that. She went and battled for us pretty hard and got us some money so we can run our program. And I think we'll ultimately run the program at somewhat of a loss. But it's just the idea that we can get our younger kiddos into a full-day program. And the Board of Education sees the benefit, so we're going to go at it. And right now we're looking for a pre-K teacher. So, but we're going to start it. We're going to run it today. And we'll see how it goes.
And that's probably the hardest part, because we've talked, and I've talked with all the local superintendents about trying to hire teachers. And at this point, with the school already underway, not an easy thing to do.
Well, yeah, I agree. Right now, hiring a teacher is a rough go. But, you know, in other areas, it is too. I mean, there's been openings in other school districts that they haven't been able to fill. It's just because there's no one out there. Luckily for Rova, we're pretty good there, although I'm still looking for a 5-hour cook per day and a mechanic for our bus garage. So we have openings. They're just not in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, which that's a good thing. That's a tough thing, too. I was reading this morning. I think it was in the Journal Star that Morton actually set a record that they actually hired 37 new teachers, which I don't know how in the heck they managed to do that. And they said last year it was 28, and it was for different reasons through retirements and other things that the teachers had left. I'm like, man, how were they able to swing that? That's pretty amazing. But everybody, I mean, that's something, the stuff everywhere here in the state of Illinois trying to find teachers. Well, let's say you mentioned that you might be operating a little bit of loss with that program. How are things financially? How are you sitting right now heading into the school year itself?
So we have a board meeting tonight, and we're going to talk budget. You know, the last couple of years we've balanced well. We've done very good with our finances. We have not accepted early tax money. So we've shown a true picture of where we are. This year, though, we had some early tax money sneak in. So, you know, that was about $300,000 in the ed fund. And what I got to keep trying to explain to people is the fact that if I get the money in May and June of 2018, I can't budget that revenue for FY19. So, you know, when you look at our budget now for this year, we're going to show somewhere around a $400,000 deficit. It's not because we don't have the money. The money's in the bank. It's just that I can't take that money that I've already put in the bank and then budget it again for revenues. So that's our gap. So that's something we're going to explain tonight. But if I had my $300,000 in the ed fund in the right fiscal year, we're good. Normally, I budget, when I budget, worst case scenario for expenditures, just because I don't know what's going to happen. Revenues, I try to be as exact as possible. There's no reason to fluff revenues, because in the end, if it's not there, you're just putting out a not true picture. So, but that's the explanation that I got to give tonight, and I'm working on my presentation for that, and probably get it up on the Rova website too, so everyone understands that. But I feel good about our finances for where we are. I know it won't look that way on paper, but just getting that early tax money kind of messes us up, because we try not to take it, so we get all our money in one fiscal year.
Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. They got back at it last week. You had a lot of projects going on physically, the foyer, the entryway to the school, the chemistry lab. Where are we at on those projects?
So the foyer entryway is done. We're going to wrap that up this week, have a walkthrough on it. So we've basically, with that entryway, have made Rova High School handicapped accessible, which in my eyes, it was not in the past. One of the other things that we've done is we redid the gym floor.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to show you some pictures of that. Yeah. I know that's near and dear to your heart, but it was just time. And
it was time in 1980 when I was a senior, so I'm glad that's gotten done.
Well, in 1980, I was 2 years old, so I couldn't help you out there.
But so that's great. So that's been a new floor there. So what about, I know the talk, one of the things that that you're wanting to get, because again, we're talking about things original from what, 1949, and the chemistry lab was one of those.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that's kind of started when I got here. We started fixing some stuff, and now it's got to the point where, we got brand new floors in our hallways at the high school. We got a brand new entryway, so brand new gym floor. So when you walk through all our buildings now, you're seeing things that we've fixed. And this summer, I was sitting there and I was talking. We have a brand new principal, Mr. Adamsini, at the high school, and I walked him into his office and I said, "We're tearing this apart. I can't have people walk in the brand new entryway to the brand new hallway to the old office." So we redid the front office also just to give it a updated look. But the chemistry lab is original to the building, and it's just got to be taken care of. It's we've got our money out of it. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what is there a timeline on getting started? Or?
Yeah, so we are currently working with the Rova Public Schools Foundation. They've donated $80,000 to this project. The Chem Lab project is a ballpark 160. 10,000 of that was basically handheld devices and technology for the classroom. And Tracy Johnson and I wrote a Monsanto grant. And in that grant, we wrote for all that technology we thought we'd need. We got that grant. So we just got a Monsanto grant. We'll be doing a presentation on that during homecoming week. We had 26 local farmers put us up for that grant. So just awesome support from the community to get that done. And we did a great, I guess we did a pretty good job on the grant to get it to go through. So $10,000 comes in the Rova School District, and all we did was write a grant.
That's a great thing. That is a great thing. Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, let's the school year already underway. Of course, always exciting, the fall sports season underway, golf and things, and, of course, football this Friday night, the openers. What else you have going on this fall?
Well, I mean, I guess we had Meet the Cougars this last Friday, mm-hmm. and it was jam-packed. We introduced all the kiddos from Waynesfield and Galvin and ourselves, and it was really nice. I mean, it's good to go out and walk through the Oneida parking lot and see it just packed. So that's a good start. We got some other things going on. We have the opportunity. We're bringing in some PD. We got a John Bergman, who's like one of the biggest guys in the world for flipped classroom and math, is coming to Rova this week to teach our math teachers a flipped classroom. And basically what that is lessons are prepared beforehand and the teachers just work in class on the problems. So we're really excited about that. He's for Rova to get this guy to come in is pretty incredible. We're still working on all our stuff with our hashtag Rova Strong and all the things going on in the community. And I'm proud of where we've come from and just trying to get as much information out there as possible. And I think one of the biggest things that we, not the biggest thing this summer, we had tons of things, but, the administrators put a video together on YouTube to welcome our kiddos back, and it was kind of what happens when the kids and teachers aren't there. And so my administrators and I had a good time making that YouTube video.
Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. We talked about this before, that you're talking about the social media and the hashtag. It's really cool what you've been doing because students get credit that they deserve at Rova. I mean, with when they're not just athletes, but when they've decided what college they're going to go to, or if they're going into the military or whatever the case may be, or if they've gotten a job, you credit them for what they've done and what they've accomplished and what they're getting ready to do.
Well, I think anytime we can take time out of the day to praise our kids, it's what we're supposed to do. Especially if they do something that's great, I think they need that accomplishment and they need to be given their due. So, and those videos that we do take about 10 minutes tops. We pull the kids real quick. We run them in. We talk about what's going on. We just did the last two was Meet the Cougars night, and then we have Gracie Gibbons and DJ Kane are starting the CEO program in Knox County, and they're two of the original six or seven that are in it. So we were pretty excited about that and how that's working. So, yeah, I mean, anytime we can push our positive message out, we take a shot at it.
Some really great stuff going on at Rova High School. And, you know, the great thing is you talked about the physical changes walking in and seeing. I mean, it's very noticeable, the new floor. I mean, for any of us that went to Rova, or if anybody's that spent any time there, some of those things are really noticeable. And I'm guessing all the changes in the entryway is going to be very, very noticeable as well.
Yeah, and we've had some people walk in and just say, wow, where's the old doors at? And I said, well, if you want them, we still got them somewhere.
They're really heavy.
Very heavy. But, I think we do very good things in the classroom, and I think I can sell Rova all day long with what we do academically. I think our buildings, the elementary building is pretty much brand new, so it sells itself, but the high school needs some work, and it's hard to bring someone in and talk about how great our academics are when we got doors from 1949. And so That's been positive. I mean, we've made some positive changes, and we're working currently. We got a brand new boiler project.
I was going to ask about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So the boiler is original to the building. Actually, yeah. The boiler was there before the building was built.
Yeah.
And if you want to come and get it, you're more than welcome to have it. But so brand new boiler there. So that will be a lot more energy efficient than what we had before, because the old boiler just ran as hot as it could run. And then the cafetorium, we're getting the new air handling system. Heat and cool, so people can come and have a gathering there and be in a climate-controlled environment, which in the past we haven't been able to do.
Boy, you look at the people who put the board that got together and put Rova together back in 1949. They got some quality products put in there. We had doors and a boiler that have lasted since 1949.
Definitely, no doubt.
Not all the building, with the exception of the LMC, and it's pretty amazing that things. But you've kind of had to probably at sometimes piecemeal things with the age of some of it, though.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like anything else. We've taken it a step at a time, and there's things that we wanted to get done originally, it couldn't. There was things that we saw we could get done, but I think the thing that people are seeing is that slowly but surely we're updating things, and we'll just continue to do so.
Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. And teachers were in Monday of last week? Is that or?
So teachers were in Monday, and then the students were in we're in Tuesday. We had 145 dismissals for the first week, but this morning we're up and going full day, and weather is cool. So
I was gonna say this is an unusual thing early August or mid August with school and it not being so hot for a week. That's a good thing though.
Yeah, and you know, we like to get our athletes out and get them working and stuff, because I mean our first football game's on Friday and the cross country's running and golf's running, and it's nice to get them out in a nice cool climate so they can get some practice in and prepare for their matches and football games.
Probably still pretty warm in the gym for volleyball though, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Got a new floor.
Is. New floor. Well, that's what I said. Hopefully that when we bring in opponents, they'll be staring at the floor so much they won't notice the volleyballs flying by them.
There you go. Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, here with us this morning. So anything else this particular school year that you're really looking forward to heading forward?
Well, I think ultimately for us, it's working with the community again. One of the things that we had happen last year was a student-led carnival at the end of the year. Really, the students put it together. It went off fairly well. Just people getting more involved and getting more people into the Rova School District and seeing what we do and giving us ideas on how we can improve ourselves and just keep on working to be the best that we can.
And, of course, coming up, and we'll talk more about this as the time draws near, the Public School Foundation will have an event coming up.
Yeah, the Rova Public Schools Foundation will have something coming up on September 15th, and we hope to get in and kind of talk a little bit about that. But they're working hand-in-hand with the school district to try to raise funds for this Chem Lab. And, you know, one of the things that I have concerns with is the fact that we have students here that have been, I think we got sixth in the state-wise last year, fifth 2 years before, but then they walk into the university level and they haven't seen some of the things they're seeing there. So our goal working with the Rova Public Schools Foundation is to bring those opportunities to Rova so our kids can walk into a Chem Lab and And then when they walk into the University of Illinois or Iowa or wherever they're headed, when they walk into that chem lab, it's just like being at home.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, you're trying to prepare them for the next level. And, it's hard to do that when they can't even see some of the things that they're going to see at the next level.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, we're trying – on the academic side, we're doing that, but we're also trying to do that in the CTE programs. Obviously, Mr. Main and Ag and the way we go about things there. And then Mr. Hagedorn, we brought building and trades back. It's small now. We're working forward, but we also got mechanics in. And our students have been working and working on a race car for Cordova. So wow. This summer, we're hoping Rova will run a school race car at Cordova.
That's cool.
So pretty excited about that. So there's just a lot of great things going on. School year is here, and we're running.
Joe, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it, and best of luck heading into this year.
Thank you so much.